seventh,
eighth, ninth, tenth.
Okay, very good. And now, like, sometimes you feel like your good luck comes just a little bit at a time, but your bad luck comes,
well, all at one time. And then the old saying is, when that happens, the old saying years ago, and they do say it now, oh, I'm having such bad luck, said, you know, when it rains, it pours. That is often said now, oftentimes. People have, you know, maybe two in the family sick, or one in the family gets hurt, or something else happens in the family. Said, well, you know, it looks like when it happens to us, when it, you know, the old saying is, when it rains, it pours. You know, it means that it comes all at once. That's what it means.
That's what
they
mean.
Use that old saying, that old thing.
Now, if somebody says something more than once, they'd be saying it
twice.
Now, slowly again, just say the months of the year, starting with January,
February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December, and January.
And then the days of the week.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Okay.
The 4th day of April is my birthday.
Is that your birthday?
Yes.
I meant to write that down. Let me see if I wrote that down on your information sheet. Let me see if I wrote that down. Yes, I did. 1892.
April 4th, 1892. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. And now let me make sure I get this address correct here. So, you know, I had such a hard time writing it down right. Now, your address here is
Forest City.
Mm-hmm. And then this.
And then,
where you get your mail, if I sent you something.
Well, they have or either one. Generally, there's a way.
Oh, they call this.
Yes, ma'am. Used to be a cotton patch, and I know it well.
Did it really?
All this was fenced in a great big cotton field.
You don't mean it.
And that was a clay road out there. This was a big cotton field. Even down yonder where I lived on Honeysuckle was a big cotton field. Where my house sit there. This used to sit in a cotton patch. Yes, ma'am. That's the truth.
Well, now that is just plain amazing. I sure didn't know that. And, so you can remember when there just wasn't anything at all here, when that's all?
Just open country, just farmland.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember when there wasn't any concrete paved streets in Forest City, and there wasn't but four brick buildings in there. And it was all plank sidewalks and just a dirty street, and the horses going down there knocking up the dust and doing this, that, and the other in the street. It wasn't cleaned up. And I've been up yonder playing close to the courthouse with friends of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And we get to playing. And Mr. Walter Stevens, the father, Mr. Walter's living now, and he's also the undertaker.
Mm-hmm.
And we get to playing, and we couldn't find nothing else to chug at one another. And we pick up, you know, where the mules went along.
Uh-huh.
Oh, we were.
Did you really?
Play all up and down the streets up yonder. Wasn't but four big brick buildings in Forest City when I came and remembered it. First, when I was 5 years old, that was a big depot, was brick, and the jail was brick, and the courthouse, and then there was another brick building. Which was it? What was it? Well, that slipped my mind now. I done said jail. One brick building right in the middle of Forest City, where the Bank of Eastern Arkansas is now.
Oh.
All the rest of it just boards and board sidewalks and dirty streets. And I walked along the sidewalk with a little four-pound lard bucket with a dozen eggs in it, carrying it to the customer over here. And one day I fell. I caught my toe on one of those.